You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Sleep good at night and be off all them pills and all them drugs. You can sleep good at night. I ain't hearing nobody. When you confess, God, I need you to do this here. I'm wrestling with this. Do that for me. You don't have to tell the whole world. Tell him about it. And he'll do something about it. We want to tell all our friends and neighbors. They don't keep secrets like that. Because they'll tell up in a minute. You get a gossip and tell them some of your business. It's already out there on the internet. Because that's what they name gossiper. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, my God. The hidden things. We know about them, but we don't want to confess them. Why won't we tell God? Just keep bothering me. Miss Maybelline make me sick, and I've been smiling her face, and my jaws don't got a smile. You're a liar, because you confessing something you ain't got. Pastor do this all the time, and I told him, Pastor, I don't agree with it. Making all these spirit masks, go to somebody, tell them I confess to you, but the Lord told him, he didn't tell me, somebody will bop you in your mouth. I ain't like you for 4 years, and you've been playing with me, I've got to stomp you now. Why you think women taking men down there to the court system? Because you've been playing with what they gave you. Y'all need to leave them alone and let God get them. But you can't trust God and have faith he is a provider. Well, keep on trying to get them. They only hate you, they hate the children too. I ain't give them, let them suffer with you. I ain't hearing about, oh, I'm in the wrong house. My God, my God. We are human beings. And we act the fool because we human. I don't care how intelligent you are, how much education you got, you act the fool. What did I tell you about my brother-in-law? He's very educated. But I go in there trying to take over his house. He says, excuse me, Pastor, you give up and throw you out. You don't mess with people when God working on them. KK cooked something I like. I said, take out a little for the girl and drop it by here. I ain't hear nobody. But we got to know we are human. Human characteristic is nasty. You can tell a person 2 weeks ago, come on and live with me till you get better. After 4 days, you tired of them. I didn't know they were that nasty. Taking a bath like they live here. All in my personal stuff. You lied. And we got many liars say they Christian. The enemy will deceive you. Well, Lord, I thought. You ain't thought nothing. You were just playing. I know I got to get to these marriages, but I'm finna get there and I'm finna sit it down. I'm so sick and tired of folks think marriage was Hollywood. Of the White House. It ain't now one of them. And you go through something in a marriage because you're human, both of you. And you got human characteristics, both of you. And the fool act up in both of you. Sometimes it's the same time. But it come up and activate, I ain't hearing nobody. And you ain't holy as you claim you because you get to saying some choice words, I ain't hearing nobody. Talking about you like to cuss, you cuss. And then you looking at them when they up in church pretending they so holy. They make me sick. You just as bad as them, won't you tell them they ain't holy? It's not another, but it'll be a truth one this time. We can't get rid of this human body because ain't nobody walk around in no other body but a human. I heard some people talking about they went out in the spirit realm and they stayed about 2 or 3 days. I think they lying. Because if they was in the spirit realm of God, they wouldn't want to come back down here to this gangster place. I don't think nobody stayed out that long. If they did, somebody tell me about them. But I want his Holy Spirit to endow me with power. So it'll take over this human body, because it's human. It might be older than y'all, but it's a human body and yours is too. So you're going to begin to deal with that. Confess this a human body. See, he's a daily God, and we done took him. I've been saved ever since I was 12. You tell a lie, you've been in some ever since then. No, he's a daily saver. Save me from my own self daily. I ain't hearing nobody. From that I would do. And I want to do, he won't let me do. I ain't hearing nobody. Because he said, I'm tired of this. I ain't taking it no more. He said, no, I ain't ready for you to get out of it yet. That human body say, you sure? Yes. But we must understand the power of the Almighty God. Whatever he allow, if you make it through, he'll make you better. If you want to be better. He'll show proof to you the mystery of who I am. He'll take you in a place in him. Man, and it ain't nobody there but you and him, so don't worry about the other folks. Because you can say, God came in and rescued me. I don't believe that. Well, you don't want him to rescue you. That's why he ain't done nothing for you. Can I get a witness in the house? But our human bodies, and we all are in one, it will make a fool out of you. So you won't connect to this Jesus Christ. That he will develop you for his glory. That you will be a representative to show proof. He don't want all us to act the same way. Don't get it, Skippy, today. Everybody ain't loud like I am. But I wasn't loud till I got in touch with him. Walk around on sophisticated tippy toes. That ain't enough to get in there. And I'm talking about me. But one day I told him yes. And everybody think it's so easy when you say yes. That means I must do what you tell me to do, and it hurts so bad. People make you cry, but you keep on saying you're greater. People love you, but you say you're greater. Hallelujah, they'll travel your name all over the universe, but you say you're greater. My God, folks don't like you just because you're trying to represent this Jesus. They'll hate on you. I ain't hearing nobody. And say they love you. They'll dig a ditch and wait for you to fall in it. But you keep on saying, it's just you, Jesus. It's just you in the morning. It's just you in the day. It's just you, Jesus, in the night. And for you know it, you done got over a day in Jesus. See why some people lose their drive and motivation. You try to witness to devils. And the devil gonna be the devil. Because somebody gonna tell you, you don't know. When I met Sister Michelle, the Lord told me to go to a place. We can keep it and keep people out of our business. I had a hat on my head and a jogging suit on. And she began to giggle. And I mean she was giggling and giggling. And the Lord said to me, take this finger and punch her in her belly. I didn't tell her I was pastoring nowhere. But I said, I see what the Lord has done for you. I said, I see where you've been through some things. And it counted strange. And it could have been strange to me, but God is greater than the strangeness of man. And I mean, she began to giggle and giggle and giggle. And when I put my hands in her neighbor, and ain't nothing funny about me, I'm still on the deliverance team, old as I am. And she began to operate. And she giggled and giggled. But I heard the Lord say for me to go there. I didn't know what he wanted me to do, but she was there. That's how she came to the ministry. The Sunday she came was her first Sunday. I shall never forget it. I said nothing to her. I didn't preach. This is what she said to me. The Lord told me, you're not preaching this Sunday, but you will preach. You don't have to explain God to nobody. You just let him be God. where you can show anybody the power that he released and trusts you with. He keep this flesh to bind down to him. I ain't hear nobody in the house. Hallelujah. Son, I need you to come here, please. I have a request. I know about this situation, but I have not spoke to you, have I? When I was in the pulpit, I heard the Lord to ask you to pray for my nephew. Okay. Yes. Let me tell you, I want to put this out. I'm so sick and tired of Christian critics.
Yes.
But this nephew, he took care of our mother. Yes. He wiped her like she was a baby. He was there with me in day and night. And I saw it hurt him so bad. And I said, God, I can't pray for him. He said, no, tell your son to pray. Because he don't know nothing. I ain't trying to prove nothing to no folks. I asked him to pray for him for me. Because I want God to reward him for all the things that he doing to help all of us. My mother had 12 children. There's a grandchild. Oh God, I ain't want nobody to feel sorry with me, but God is a rewarder. I don't care what folks say and how they point at the outer appearance. God know the heart of every man. Don't get it skippy up here today. I don't care how deep you are, but you don't know what he knows. Yes. Hallelujah, my God. I bless you. Yes. I bless you today.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. The word of God say, yes. He who walk upright before me, no good things will he hold from thee. That's the word.
Yes.
My God, my God. My God, I bless you. I'm in this for souls, not for celebritism. Because he came by to see about me. When I wasn't fit to live and when there's no place to die. Things don't make you fit not to live. Because for the record, I had access to things. But things ain't a good grip. When you get a hold of Jesus, you can let the things go. Can I get a witness in the house? Hallelujah. I asked. And God honored my request. I said, Lord, I'll do it myself. He said, no, have the prophet pray for him. My coach, I don't think I ever really told him thank you. Because I would go to my mama's house and she had done got real mean and she'd fight. And she'll spit on you. And I saw my nephew take care of our mother. Hallelujah. Don't get him skippy. With your self-righteous clothes, take them off today. Our righteousness is filthy before him, because we want to get recognition. We want to be praised and recognized. But what you do for Christ's sake, you don't have to be in no building, but in your heart, it will manifest greatness and power that will reach you out eternity. And I bless him today and I give him praise today in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. If you got to go, I understand you got to leave. But I ask God to repay the pain, the hurt, the disappointment. And I know he loved his grandmother. I know that. I will come unannounced and she being now fighting him and pulling his toothpick hair And I looked and I said, I don't know whether I could do this. But it was time for me to do it. But it was time for me to see that God is greater than who we think. He's sick and tired of us putting our fingers and mouth on people, and we don't know nothing about what they've been through or what they is to God Almighty. Can I get about three people to check your own self? Hallelujah. I bless you. I give you praise up in here today. We got some self-righteous folk going to hell. But self-righteous is a filthy being in full eyesight of God. So son, will you do it for me? Nephew, will you come here for me? I don't worry about these folks up in here. Are you hearing me what I'm saying?
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to the Lord. Real soft. Did everybody point their hands this way? How many know God is a miracle worker? He's the deliverer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, everything that is going on in this life, we cancel it now. God, we cancel every hurt, every disappointment in his life. But God, now I come in the realm of the spirit, under Robo Shabbat, that you begin to move in his life right now in the name of Jesus. I cancel everything that is not like you today, oh God. God, everything that is not right, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. God, I command that your word, you said whatever I bound on earth, you're bounded in the heavens. And God, I come now, God, I'm asking you, under Robo Shabbat, Iko Shabbat, Iko Robo Shenda. Everything in this body I command to get corrected. Everything in this body I command to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, life, God, I command it to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, say to my rebuke now, I command peace in his life. I command peace in the name of Jesus. We command peace in his life. God, no more disappointment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Drop every hurt. God, I need you to reward him, oh God, for the good that he's done, oh God. God, reward him for everything that he pulled out of his life, God. Days he gave, oh God, and took out time, oh God. But you said, whatever I ask in prayer, you'll do it for me, God. And this is my prayer, God, that his life would never be the same, God. That his life would never be the same, God. Everything he desire, God, I command that you give it to him, God. Give him the overflow. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every hurt. Right?
loud, say, Lord, I thank you. Come on, shout a little louder, say, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God. Give the size of his heart. Not robo from us. Perform now in the name of Jesus, God. Make it a whole mind. God, I want to touch you. Not worry, okay? Not worry. You begin to walk in faith. I believe you, God. Got you, okay? Don't worry about yourself. You begin to walk in faith. See, one thing about God, he'll bless you.
Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Come on, tell him thanks. Come on, tell the Lord thanks. Come on, tell the Lord thanks. Come on, just tell the Lord thanks. Y'all so dead, y'all need to tell the Lord thanks. Come on, tell the Lord thanks. Y'all too low, tell the Lord thanks. Tell him thanks. Tell the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. Come on, tell him thanks. Come on, tell him thanks for the blessing. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Tell him thanks. Just tell him thanks. That's all. They tell him thanks. Listen to this. You don't know where people are at in life and their desires. We walk around here like we got it all together. And we think we got it all up here. But it have not been for the Lord. I said this the other night. And I was talking. A gift is just a gift. I'm not talking about somebody giving you something. I'm talking about the gift of God. Your gift got nothing to do with who you are. The gift is God. My gift is God. It ain't Dwayne. Dwayne is Dwayne. But the gift that God gave me is God's gift. And I can go to hell with a gift. Because it's just a gift. What I'm telling you, if God bless you with anything, it's his blessing to pour into you, to give you a gift. Whether he bless you with money or materialistic thing, it is his portion that he give you. But the minute God bless you, we forget to tell him thanks. And that's the thing that bothered me with church folk. They never really get out of themselves and begin to tell God thank you. Because guess what? Everything that we have belongs to God. Your money in your pocketbook belongs to God. Because he can blow on it in the middle of a second and take it all away. Like Joe lost everything in one day. But he kept one thing in his heart. He would never curse his God. He said, yeah, he slayed me, yet would I trust him. If you don't trust God, your money going to perish. Money will flee away. Cars with gold, they deteriorate. Come on, your house get dirty and you got to keep it clean. And so furniture, it wears out. But God the same every day. He the same every day. Whatever you need, he will supply your need. And we act like God owes us something. We think that God owes us the whole world. And all he said, if you learn how to praise me. You know where money come from? You know where materialism come? It through the praises. He said, I inhabit the praise of my people. The praise of his people. And I'm glad. Because God going to bless him. Because he got a desire to want to be blessed. You can't curse something that you don't own. You can't curse the gifts of God, because you don't own the gifts of God. So you can't tell nobody that I get tired of them saying about God, because you don't own them. But if you learn to praise God, you'll see miracles happen in your own house. You won't have to wrestle and fight with certain things. But we don't even tell God thank you through what we go through. I thank him for my sickness. You know why I thank God for my sickness? Because something happened to me when I got sick. It got me closer to God. I may limp sometime, but I still thank him. I don't feel like I used to feel when before I got sick. But it opened my eyes to see a little better. So I thank him. And I always say, Lord, I thank you because I could have been in a grave. I would have been in a grave where grass have grown over the casket, over the dirt. So I'm thanking it for one more opportunity in the land of the living. See, we missed the whole point. You know, if it had not been for God that was on your side, where would you be at today? Think about all the dirt you done did, all the mess you done. And he yet give you opportunity to give him praise, but you rather worry about somebody else instead of giving God the praise. Ain't nothing good in your flesh. Our flesh is full of mess. But it's the glory of God that changes us. It's the power of God that he awakens us from out of that dead closet. We got some great clothes we need to take off. Because we live in a fantasy life. Church don't save you. You got to become the church. This is the building. See, you say, I'm going to church. Well, the church is supposed to be you. So wherever you go, you at the church. But you should be come here to worship in unity. But you don't come in unity because your mind is scattered. Amen. Know when your mind's scattered? What I'm going to do today, what God's going to say today. I don't care what God do. Yeah. Lord, he give me breath in my body, I'm blessed. Amen. I say, God, if you do anything for me, let me live. Yes, God. To get old. Because I don't see so many young guys my age gone. Guys that went to school with me look like old men. Crack got on them. Got on drugs. And when they see me, say, man, what kind of medicine you using? And I laugh at them because you know what? You didn't choose what I chose. I chose God. You can't talk to them about God because they start talking all that foolish stuff. So I leave them where they at so I understand. So whatever, and I really thank God for my mama that she knew about a God that would answer by fire. Y'all blessed to be in the presence of God. And then you act like God owe you something. Then you sit there and the word was good to me because I understand. I'm going to preach this sermon again. Bit chats full of mess. Bit behind, no mind. Because that's what folks walk around here. They got a bit chest and they full of mess. They got a big old behind with no mind. Because what having a mind, having a bit behind but you ain't got a mind. And that's what people need to understand. Your body don't make God. You make God when you give your life to Jesus. Because it's the truth. The pastor was preaching. I'm laughing because I like that kind of stuff. Because we got so many Christian folk thinking it's all about their outer appearance. God don't care nothing about your outer appearance because they're going back to the dust. He ain't trying to save your flesh. He's trying to save you in your flesh. Because your flesh going back to the dust. And I'm going to tell you the truth. When you die, this flesh ain't going to heaven. So all them.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.